and, you know, the women that were making them, those samplers took a long time to make, and in the end they often got customized in ways that were really particular. And so even, you know, even those two samplers that were made by two different sisters, they didn't look exactly the same. They were individualized in interesting ways, and there are some that are really strange. That, like, my favorite sampler, probably, that I, my current favorite, is it's an alphabet sampler, but it has a little mourning scene at the bottom. So it has a weeping willow tree and a gravestone, and at the top of the sampler there's this dark sort of curtain with a floral border, and it's almost as if the curtain is closing on this scene, and It's so dramatic and amazing, and I've never seen anything else like it.
Wow, where did you see it, or where did you find it?
Where did I find that? I'm not sure. I have a bunch of books of samplers, and I'm not sure which book that one is in. I'll try to find it and get back to you.
Wow.
So you can, yeah. Yeah, there's so many weird examples like that. And the particular, you know, mourning samplers have been interesting to me for a while, and that was a style of samplers with the sort of gravestone and weeping willow tree.
And was that something that someone would do when they were in mourning, like the year that they were wearing black or something like that, or?
I think sometimes, and I also think sometimes people would make a mourning sampler even before they knew that someone was going to die. Hmm. And then when someone died, boom, they could add their name to the gravestone. It was like, you know, they had this ready, waiting.
It's really morbid.
Death was more, on everyone's mind then, you know. Yeah. I think people were, you know, more of an interest in death, maybe kind of like Victorian
kind of mm-hmm. a thing. I did an episode with the Met about Death Becomes Her exhibit, where they would, you know, and I think there were some instances where they would make their black mourning clothes before someone passed, because it took so